Hello and welcome back, everyone. Today we got some very exciting news. This new PS5 feature will help you win some games. It was funny, Sam sent in the chat earlier, "I hope this helps with Tetris, because I can't get past level 1. Well, we'll have to see, Sam. But today, Liam's here. And all right, so let's dive into this feature because it's very interesting. From what I know, it does use a little bit of AI, I think. Not completely sure, but let's take a look. So the article says the PS5 is getting an automatic game clip feature that helps other players. Community game help will be available to all PS5 players with clips and hints to help people complete games. I also saw somewhere that the AI bit coming in here, that they might be using an AI system to curate it. Not too sure about that. We'll have to take a deeper look into that. But this is pretty cool because it instead of just putting answers out there, right, it's more the community comes together. They post clips, right, of how to do something in a game. And, you know, then the community can watch that. I assume it's going to be in a curated like tab somewhere, maybe linked to each game specifically, like if you're in the game, say Tetris, you know, for Sam's demonstration, and then, you know, you could click like into the menu and then it says, oh, you know, community clips here. Not too sure, we'll have to see that too. But this is pretty cool. Liam, do you have a PS5?
No, I do not.
All right, I don't either. I've always wanted one. I don't think Steven said he had. Maybe Steven
have a PS3.
Not sure. Oh, little old there. Yeah, I've never owned any PlayStation consoles. I was thinking about it, and I almost got one, but then I was like, no, if I have a PC, why would I? So I didn't. I decided not to. But I don't know. Maybe if the PS6 is just so outstanding, or maybe this feature will make me get it, but we'll have to see. All right, before we move on to our tech history fun fact for the day, we're going to play our intro, but we got some more gaming news coming up later, so stay tuned, everyone. Oh, God, the stupid keybind won't work. Here we go. All right, I really got to get my keybinds fixed. I don't know why. It's been broken since yesterday, and it broke yesterday, and I was like, oh, no, I got to fix that, and then I didn't remember. All right, let's take a look at today's tech history fun fact. On this day in 2013, Terraria for the PlayStation 3 was released in North America. Wow, PlayStation keeps coming up, including PlayStation 3. Terraria is that old? I never noticed that. I know a lot of people that played, but I thought it was like, I don't know why I thought 2017. I know that's too late, obviously. When did it release? Let's see. Terraria release date. 2011. All right. Getting back there. Getting close to Minecraft. No, not too close to Minecraft. Minecraft was back. Oh, yes. Yes. Wait, it was very close. They were. Oh, okay. So Terraria is slightly younger. I never knew that. Just a few months, like about 5 months. All right, interesting. You learn something new every day, don't you, here on T-Sarp? Okay, let's get to our speedrun topics. Google is rolling out voice messages for enterprise workspace users. Enterprise, that means work for people that don't know. To send one, tap the microphone button to record yourself. Others can react to your message, quote it, or reply to it. It sounds like they're trying to compete with Slack a little bit here, because Slack is so big for businesses. I know some businesses that use Discord, but not a lot. Teams is also very good, from what I've heard. So Google's trying to get into that space. I mean, that's really what we've seen. We saw that yesterday too. Spotify trying to get into the video courses space. Every company that's not somewhere wants to get there. You also see that a lot with social media, like YouTube Shorts on TikTok, you know, and Threads, you know, with Twitter. They're all trying to get into the same space because there's money to be made. All right, Liam, you want to do... I was going to have you do the next topic, but I did... This one was funny. I wanted to do this one. Disney Plus has a new Hulu-fied... Hulu-fied logo. Who cares is what Sam wrote in here. It's interesting. I mean, it looks strange. It's greener is what I noticed. But Disney's Plus is known for that blue. You can see the link. You can see the image up here on screen. I don't know. It doesn't look that much different. The glow, I noticed this when looking at this. The glow is kind of like the T-Sharp glow. They got a little bright glow from the bottom, and then it gradients out to the dark on top. Now they got two, you can see in the new logo. It's like the T-Sharp logo. Disney's copying us. Copyright, sue them. All right, Liam, do you want to do the one I was going to say about WWDC?
Sure. So Apple, the 2024 WWDC is set for the 10th of June through the 14th, and it promises to be absolutely incredible. And people are speculating online, I would assume, that stands for AI, artificial intelligence. So potentially more Apple AI products being pushed out.
Yeah, I know from absolutely incredible reminds me of this was before you this was back in the day before your time, Liam, here on T-SARP in October. They did an event the day before Halloween, I think, called Scary Fast. And we got it. We strangely laughed about that for weeks. We found it hilarious. But Scary Fast, there we got absolutely incredible. Absolutely. And Scary Fast meant after the event, we realized what it meant. It meant Scary Fast computer chips. They released one of the new chips, and it was, well, Scary Fast. Maybe absolutely incredible AI, absolutely incredible artificial intelligence. We'll have to see, but we will know after June 10th, or really after June 14th. But yeah, all right, it's a little while away, but you just gotta buckle up, and when time comes, we'll let you know all about it. All right. Also, they said that in addition to the June 10th date, Apple also revealed an official YouTube channel that currently houses sessions from WWDC 2023. I assume that YouTube channel will, when the time comes, hold all the videos and live streams from WWDC 2024. So if we don't cover anything in June, which is so far away, you will be able to go to that channel and get all the specifics. So pretty cool. Adobe today announced Firefly Services, a set of more than 20 new generative and creative APIs, tools, and services. That's good. I assume this has to do with AI APIs, or it could just be APIs for all their tools. New generative and creative APIs. Yeah, so generative is just their word for it's just shortened from generative AI. So it's some AI tools. They also said creative, so I'm wondering if that's just creative AI or there's also
Creative Cloud
APIs, yeah, for those tools. And it says tools and services. So I bet some of it's AI tools, some of it's Creative Cloud tools with like Photoshop and Premiere Pro. But that's pretty cool. That's good for a lot of people. Sam might be interested in that because he's big in graphic design. Saying Premiere Pro reminded me, because I used it for this, we released a new little video out on the on this channel here this morning. I know two kind of like T-SARP episodes in one day. It's pretty cool. I'm very biased, but it's just a little four minutes of a little short film, I called it. I didn't have a better word for it, about October 5th, the day we rang the bell at NASDAQ. That's actually the title of it. I know, very creative. The day we rang the bell at NASDAQ was the title I gave it. It was midnight last night. I couldn't come up with something, all right? Give me a break. But all right. PS5 feature will help everyone win games. I know. It will be good. That was Bendy the Ink 10 in chat, by the way. Full self-driving beta, which stands for Full Self-Driving Beta, FSD. It said FSD, but I read it as Full Self-Driving Beta, is being pushed for a free one-month trial for all Tesla customers in the U.S. Pretty good. I don't know. I wonder. Tesla's pretty... I wonder what cars that's to. I own a Tesla. I don't own a Tesla. My parents own a Tesla. I don't know. I guess that works. That would be cool if it works with every car. I'll keep you updated. If it works on my car, I have the 3. My parents have the 3. Then maybe I'll get them to test it out. They might be a little terrified, but I'll let you know if it does work. By the way, the reason it is actually pretty expensive. It's like $10,000? I think it's up there. Yeah, it's up there.
When we bought it, it was around there.
Okay. I didn't buy it. All we got was the car. So maybe. All right, I'll test it out. Liam, have you tried it?
I have. I'm not a fan. I prefer just to drive the car. It's really nice to drive, but it's useful for longer trips from what I've seen.
Well, what I'm thinking, and this is what I've heard from a lot of people, like my family, like, you know, when you're alone, especially if like you're alone, you're driving alone, you know, you're not with other people, then it's like boring. What are you going to do? You can't be on your phone, obviously. But the car's driving for you, and so basically all you're doing is sitting there, making sure it doesn't mess up, but not actually driving, and then maybe listening to music. Seems like it might get a little boring, especially on those longer road trips. But if there's other people in there, then I kind of see it, because maybe you won't get bored, and you won't have to focus too much. I don't know. From what I've heard from a lot of people, like, driving keeps you not being bored from driving, so not driving it's kind of pointless in those scenarios, but we'll have to see as these features get released more and more and it becomes better and better, and one day and it's in some places, I know, like in Silicon Valley, they have a bunch of them, cars that you cannot be in the driver's seat, like self-driving taxis and stuff like that, where you're in the back seat. Now obviously you can be on your phone, you can be watching things, so that makes sense, but otherwise full self-driving kind of pointless to me sometimes. All right, let's move on. After the formation of Microsoft AI, they have a new appointed Surface and Windows chief. That's pretty... Sam put... I just realized Sam gave me the pronunciation in the bottom because I said yesterday that these names are hard for me. All right, let's see if I can do this. Pavan and... these are harder than the names itself. Okay, no, they're not. I just looked at the names. All right, this is Pavan Develery. Okay, come on, these are hard. You gotta look at this. This name is very difficult to pronounce. Sam tried his best to make me not mess up, but I still messed up. I can't. I'll try my best. I already tried my best. I'll show you. Oh, I can't even bring it on screen. All right, there you go. Windows appointed new AI chief, that guy that I can't pronounce his name. Thanks, Sam, for trying. You're the best, even though he's not here. Angry Birds VR Isles of Pigs now uses video pass-through on MetaQuest headsets. Pretty cool. I have a MetaQuest. Do you, Liam?
Nope.
All right. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I was using it a lot over spring break. No, that was... Winter 2 break, because we had 2 winter breaks. And I had gone back into it. I bought it a few years ago, but I got back into it recently. It's good. I heard that people really like the 3, and that's what this is for, with the MetaQuest 3 pass-through mode, which is a feature that a lot of people like. That's why I think I would like the 3 better. But basically, it's going to use this pass-through mode, so you can actually see Angry Birds around you, right, you know, in the real world, instead of kind of just, you know, seeing, just being in the VR world, like AR Angry Birds, basically. But that's pretty cool. We'll have to see what people think. Xbox Cloud Gaming now has mouse and keyboard support in select games. That's also good. I remember, I don't know, Liam, I wouldn't assume. I think this is really my school. My school figured out how to use Xbox Cloud Gaming to get around Fortnite, or to get around the Go Guardian on the Chromebooks. They used Xbox Cloud Gaming to play real Fortnite in class. The school figured out like a week later and banned it. But if they had this keyboard support then, they wouldn't have had to bring in their controllers. That's really what gave them away when all these kids started bringing in their controllers to school, and they're like, there's no need for those here. And then they quickly figured out it was because everyone was playing Fortnite. This might help them a little bit, but since my school administrators watched this podcast, never mind, I said nothing. Let's continue. The NFL will hold its first regular season game in Brazil later this year, but you'll need a Peacock subscription to tune in. Oh, people are probably really angry about that. Peacock will exclusively air the game on Friday, September 6th. Not the biggest football fan out there, but I do know from Twitter people are not liking this idea of having to have a subscription to view NFL games if you already have cable. But the Brazil thing's pretty cool. All right. Wow, there's a lot of topics today. I don't think we're going to be able to get to these. We do, or to all of them. We do have two games to play later. I'm very excited for those. One scratch game, one web game, so stay tuned. All right. How was that already not banned? Someone said in chat, yeah, that's a good question. My school's very good with technology, but they do slip in some areas, and that was one area they slipped. But they got it fixed, you know, when a little later on when they realized it, and you know, now it's banned. Now those kids can't play any Fortnite. All right, sad for them. Not sad for the school. Where was I? I was talking about, I was about to go into this topic. Web-based design platform Canva, we all know Canva. Canva's what we use the design for T-Sarp, all that graphic design. We love it here. Sam loves it because he does a lot of that stuff. It's great. Love Canva. But anyway, they have acquired a new company called Affinity, yeah, I could pronounce that one, don't worry. Oh, God, you might have heard a chime. I got an email. all right, let's see. Yeah, so Affinity Creative Software Suite, it's positioning itself as a challenger to Adobe's grip over the digital design industry. We all know there's a few big names, right? You got Figma, you got Adobe, you got Canva, other ones that I'm not thinking of. Figma and Adobe actually were trying to merge at one point. That didn't work out. Maybe Canva and Adobe will. I know Canva was trying to IPO Nerd Stock stuff. But yeah, all right. But yeah, so basically Adobe doesn't have a monopoly, but they're pretty big. They're the biggest, to be honest, by a good amount. And Canva trying to build up their company base, trying to build up their software suite so that one day maybe they'll take over from Adobe and they'll be the industry leader. Hey, I wouldn't be too annoyed. I use both programs. I love both programs, but I lean towards Canva sometimes, though they're a lot smaller, right? That's why they're trying to build up, because they got a lot of free features, and even their paid features are a lot cheaper than Adobe. Now, Adobe is kind of, again, industry standard. They have the most control over what you can do in the programs. Canva is very, it runs in the browser, right? So it's not very heavy. It can't do a lot of really rendering at all, like big videos lag when you try to do them in Canva. So there's a lot of advantages to Adobe, which is why they're the leader. Let's see how long that lasts. I bet I would have to give it a good few years before Canva even gets close. Again, I'm rooting for them, though. All right. I think that's all the topics we're going to do today. The other ones weren't very interesting anyway. But yeah, all right, let's move on to those games we had. All right, I'm very excited. This one was made in this one was made on the web by Cubic on Discord, and yeah, this is a web game, so I don't have their scratch username, but let's take a look. All right, I didn't get any instructions for this because it's a web game, so I'll just have to do my best, and I hope that works. So what I have, I get it. So it's got a little shape up here, and there's two shapes down here, and I have to line them up to make the shape up there. And I did it. All right. That sounds real simple, but it was slightly confusing because of the way this works, because of how cool this is. The shapes, when they overlap, go transparent, and you have to work that into the design here. But all right. Liam, if you could send that link in chat, that would be cool. All right. I passed that. All right. Okay, this one's a little confusing. Is it like, can you, I get it. So you have to go, no. Okay, I'm getting closer though. Is it? Where can you make that shape? Huh. Oh, okay. I think this. No. No, that's wrong. Maybe like better. Oh, yes. Okay. So if I move that here and oh no. The problem is I'm trying to select the triangles and the rectangles or the squares selecting. But I think is this it? Yes, there we go. All right. That one was pretty cool. I love these brain teasers. Brain teasers, graphic design, fun puzzles, all that, all wrapped into one. Okay, there we go. That should be that one. Yeah, all right. So far, I think these are the perfect difficulty. We got another game, by the way, so stay tuned, everyone, too. But, all right, yeah, I'm really liking this. I gotta move. What do I have to do with this one? Do I have to move that up? No. Gotta move. Oh, I think I gotta go more like that and then that? Yes. All right. Perfect. I'm gonna just finish this level. Oh, no. This one looks pretty simple. Okay. Maybe I'll do another one after this, too. And then like that. But that's gonna be off screen. Hold on. No. You gotta have it in the middle. Which is why you gotta go. This one's given. Oh, I did it. I didn't even realize I did it. All right, I really like this. This is really cool. You should all check it out. Liam, did you send it in the chat?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. This is a scratch game here. Oh, I remember this. All right, this guy was like, "My game's really bad, so you probably shouldn't play it." And I was like, "Just let me take a look, let me see." And I just found it funny, so I was like, "Okay, we'll include it, though this isn't the best." This isn't the best quality of game. But all right, it's got a little jingle here. I'll turn the volume up so you can hear it. You know, a little beeps and boops. But if I go over here, if I start, there's a cat. And you click it, and it poops. It poops. The cat poops. That's, yeah, the cat's in a park, and when you click it, it poops. Yep, that's it. There's a shop, and you can upgrade the poop. It's called Cat Pooper. So, yeah, there you go. That's the game. It was just so random. I was like, okay, I gotta bring this on the podcast, though. It's probably not the best thing, but yeah, that's it, Cat Pooper. Go play it, I guess. It was by insert sick name here and on Scratch and beep beep 472 on Discord. All right, pretty cool. By the way, everyone, we got more TSARP tomorrow. I know, blew your brain. Sam will be on tomorrow, so say bye to Liam. Because oh, also, we're not going to be here Thursday and Friday because we're on break. And everyone knows TSARP schedule is our school schedule. It makes it simple. It makes our lives less complicated. Next year, though, when Sam, Steven, and I, well, Sam and Steven will go to the same school district, but I won't. So that might get a little complicated. We'll have to. I haven't actually thought about that. So we'll have to think about what we'll do then. But thank you all for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Submit your games in the Discord. Bye bye.